It's the Bengal Financial Literacy Show coming up next on KISU FM Radio with our host, Chris Chatwin, professor with the Idaho State University College of Business.
Please join me for this month's discussion with Aaron Moore from State Farm Insurance, where we discuss part one of insurance.
Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.
Welcome to this month's episode of the Bengal Financial Literacy Show. I'm your host, Chris Chatwin. Today we're going to talk about insurance. I have with me State Farm insurance agent. He is wearing khakis, everyone. It is not Jared, but I have with us Aaron Moore. Aaron, welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's good to be here with you.
Happy to have you with us. Happy that you are wearing khakis.
It'd be Jake, too.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Jake, not Jared, yeah. Totally blew that one. Jake from State Farm. I would have taken Aaron Rodgers, but we're happy to have you.
He's doing Jeopardy this week.
He's busy with Jeopardy right now, and that's okay. So, Aaron, welcome to the show. Please, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe how you got into the insurance business.
So, I'm Aaron Moore. I'm here in Pocatello. I've been doing insurance for... We're going on 17 years now. I've been an agent for the last about 8.5. So we're doing good. We just love Pocatello, love ISU, love being involved in the community. Got a wife and 3 kids and yeah, just your normal life of just plugging away at it.
I do know indeed that you do love the university. I know you're always out there putting out the flags when we've got the football games and other events. And
yeah, we do the Gate City Rotary Club. We put out the game flags every game day for football, so we do love watching football. I love watching football, basketball. I mean, any sports we like to support and like to see them do well. So,
perfect. Well, we're very happy to have you here on the show. As mentioned, obviously you're here, State Farm Insurance. We're going to talk about insurance. Obviously, most of our focus today just be on insurance in general. Probably mostly also then on auto insurance and homeowners insurance. We'll have to save some things for another broadcast probably. But Aaron, insurance. I mean, what the heck is insurance? Why do I need it?
So insurance is just transferring risk to somebody else, right? So I have an automobile, you know, let's just say it's worth $20,000. If I wreck it, I don't have another $20,000 to replace it. So I buy insurance from a company and they'll say, okay, if I wreck it or hit a deer or whatever happens to it, if I have the right coverages in place, they can replace that car, you know, or give me what that car is worth. So it's just transferring risk. You're saying, okay, I'm going to take some of this risk and I'm moving it over to the company to help me carry that. And then, of course, we pay monthly premiums for that.
All right. So, yeah, premiums. There's a lot of definitional terms we'll have to discuss. To make sure we're comfortable with those. But okay, so a way for me to maybe mitigate or transfer risk, a way for me to protect myself, there's a quote that I like. I often use it in my personal finance course when we talk about insurance. It's insurance is like a parachute. If you don't have it the first time that you need it, chances are you won't need it again. So insurance, it's one of those things, right, that we hope we never have to use. But we'll certainly be very happy that we have it if we ever need it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it helps. Yeah, absolutely. It just covers you. I mean, it gives you insulation from losing big financial loss so that you don't lose everything you work for in one fire or one car accident or what have you. So, yeah, I like your saying, though. Everybody needs a parachute.
I wish I'd come up with it, but of course I didn't.
So when you get on a flight, do you ask for a parachute every time, like commercial flight? You're like, yeah, I need a parachute.
No, but I do understand that my seat can be used as a flotation device if needs be. So,
good job listening to the safety.
But maybe I'll start packing my own just in case. I wish I had a soundboard in here because I just want to play the clip from Groundhog Day where the insurance salesman keeps approaching him time after time, you know, do you have enough insurance? Because if you don't, you can never have enough, right?
Yep. Ned.
Needle nose.
I actually had a friend that kept calling me. He goes, Aaron, I'm just going to rename you Ned. And I didn't even know. I hadn't seen that show in years. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, Groundhog Day. And I'm like, oh, okay, well. And so we watched it, and sure enough, I try not to be that way personally. I'm pretty laid back. I'm not chasing people down the street.
I can testify to that. Not overbearing, definitely very friendly, very honest, very open. So, okay, so you mentioned premium. So maybe we should just get a few of these definitional terms out of the way so that we're comfortable with what they mean. What the heck is an insurance premium?
So your premium is just the agreed amount price that you're going to pay the company monthly, yearly, I mean, however you want to pay it, that you're going to pay to the company to protect your certain asset, or it could be liability or whatever you're agreeing to pay for. So you're going to pay that each month. So let's just use an example. They have a 1978 Chevy Corvette, whatever. And I say, okay, State Farm or whoever company, I'm going to pay $50 a month to have that insured, and they agree to whatever coverages you pay. So I'm going to pay a monthly premium or annual premium to the company to provide some protection.
So it's the amount you pay for that right or that privilege, I guess, to have that asset or that item covered by insurance.
Yeah. So
okay, so I'm paying it.
You're paying it. So each month you pay it, and say day two, you're driving down the road and you hit a deer. And in that policy, and that's what it is, right? You're agreeing to pay this. We're agreeing to cover you for whatever coverages you listed out on your policy, and it's a contract. So if I hit a deer in day two and I hit it in my car, State Farm's going to say, okay, he's got comprehensive coverage, which we'll get into, but they're going to pay to fix my car or total it out or, you know, anyway.
Bodily injury, other things like that. Yep, so medical bills.
Yep.
Okay, so that's the premium I pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gives me that the right to be covered by the company, agreement we have. Okay, so now I'm in that accident, and I call on my insurance company, and I say, hey, I had an accident. I need some help here. This leads us to a deductible.
Deductible. So a deductible is just what you agreed to pay the first initial. So let's go back to the hitting a deer. You have a $100 deductible or $250 deductible. That's the first amount you're going to pay before the insurance company kicks in. So I'm driving down the road, hit a deer. I have a $250 deductible. I'm going to pay $250 to the shop, and then the insurance company will pay everything after that. So
okay, so even after paying my monthly premium, okay, let's say it's $50 a mm-hmm. month, now I actually need the insurance, and I pay that deductible. So that's my upfront cost, and after that, the insurance steps in, and they'll cover the rest, or depending on the policy limits and things like that.
You got it. Yes, sir. So it just, and the higher the deductible, your rates can drop, right? So if somebody wants a $100 deductible on something, you're going to pay a little bit more because you don't have as much skin in the game, I guess is to say. You don't have
good way to think of it.
Deductible. You go to a $500 or $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever deductible you choose, the rate will come down based on that deductible. So the higher the deductible, usually the lower the premiums you'll pay. And so it's just mainly what I tell people is find a balance, find what you're comfortable with, but also find something that wouldn't financially break you if you have to come up with $500 or $250 or whatever it is that you have to pay to get your car fixed.
Perfect. So obviously we're using auto insurance as an example here, but you know this is basically the case with all insurance, right?
Yeah.
My monthly premium or quarterly or whatever set up.
Whatever you set it up. It's going to be the same, you know, for cars, home, even health insurance. I mean, of course, we won't get into that too much, but yeah, exactly. That's going to be what you pay initially up front, you know, and then the insurance companies pay everything after that.
And so if I want lower cost monthly insurance, I simply elect to have a higher deductible, meaning if I do have to use the insurance, I'm going to pay more, but the benefit was I paid less for that privilege, that right to have the insurance.
Yep.
Or if I'm pretty accident prone, I'm probably foreseeing a need to have insurance paying for several fender benders and other things. So I want that lower deductible. Now, of course, if I'm in too many, I'm assuming you're probably not going to want to insure me after that.
Higher risk, right? You become a higher risk. And so then you might need to go to a higher risk pool, somebody that wants to insure somebody that has frequently been in accidents.
Okay. So what other factors are going to influence how much I pay for that premium? Now, how much I choose for the deductible. You just mentioned risk.
Right, your risk. So if you're accident prone, you know, if you're a lot of speeding tickets, and age, of course, is always a factor, and sex, you know, if you're a male or female or what have you, is going to can affect your rates also. Those are all variable things that go into play and can adjust, affect the rate that you're going to pay on a basis of how risky you are.
Yeah, just pulling some stats here from the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Younger people pay more, which I remember being a new driver. I'm surprised I was allowed behind the wheel of a vehicle.
We're dealing with this in my house right now. My daughter got her learner's permit.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you what, I'm a backseat driver. I'm dying.
You give me a heads up when she's out on the road.
She is actually doing a wonderful job. You know, she's learning, right? This
sure.
is only her second month of driving. I just got to remember we got to be slower to everything we do, backing up slower, which I'm glad. I would rather have her be slower. But it is funny to watch these, you know, watch a new driver because it's been so long since I've done it.
Well, I mean, maybe I shouldn't admit this, but interestingly enough, I do find myself sometimes getting a little bit too casual because I've been doing this for so long. And maybe this is just a reflection for me to remember, slow down.
It's been fun. Like, you know, we've been having her drive. She'll drive herself to the school and I'll switch when we get there. And it's been fun. But on the other side, I'm not going to lie to you, it's been stressful. But I look back and I'm like, you know, you've been driving this for so long, you get so comfortable on it, right? That you kind of take for granted, like,
and
she's 10 and 2, you know, she's got her seat just where she needs to be. And, you know, she's doing a good job.
That's good.
But you're right. The inexperience of a new driver, the rates are going to be different than, you know, grandma and grandpa that have been driving for 50 years. So.
Right. And so then the risk, so speeding tickets, that's going to influence how much the insurance company is going to charge.
Right.
If I've had accidents to where I've got claims on my insurance.
Yes, sir. They look at the whole pot of it. They look at everything and say, okay, what kind of risk do we have here? You know, if somebody calls my office and wants a quote, that's what the underwriters are looking at. They're looking at, you know,
what's the risk?
And the higher the risk, the more you pay. And so, but, you know, like in most companies, and I can only speak for State Farm because that's the only I know of, we have the good student discount. Like if a young person under 25, college student or not, has a 3.0 or higher, they're going to give that good student discount to them.
So there's a benefit to
huge benefit for getting good grades. And same thing with if you don't have any tickets or accidents and you're under 25, State Farm gives a steer clear discount. We have an app that they can work through and do kind of a checklist of things, and they can get the steer clear discount. So those two things do help lower the cost because until they get a ticket, and hopefully they never do, they're a little bit lesser risk. So State Farm's willing to give them a little bit of a discount for that. And good grades, you know, if a student's getting a 3.0.
So that's just, you know, showing, hey, I'm responsible because I work hard and I pay attention to things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that some person in a cubicle
somewhere
is saying,
that was really good at math
said,
crunched some numbers and they said, statistically speaking,
if they got a 3.0 or higher.
And this is a financial literacy.
Yeah.
And one of the things I talk about as well in class, and one of the things that's true, is your credit score can actually influence insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much detail into it, but it can. I mean, most insurance companies now have like insurance scores, I guess, almost like insurance scores. Not, I wouldn't say credit scores, but insurance scores. And depending on where you're at, it can, yeah.
Depending on that. And my understanding from the credit scores is, again, they're just looking at, hey, you're responsible in making your payments. Hey, you'll be responsible in paying us our premiums. And so maybe there's a break there.
Yeah. I don't know how they go into details of that by any means. But yeah.
Bottom line, drive safe, work hard, get good grades, be careful, don't get speeding tickets.
And let your birthday come every year.
Yeah, let your birthday come every year, get older. Some of these things we can influence, some of these things we cannot.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, a lot to think about there with, again, we're using that auto insurance as kind of the good comparison here because it's easy to think about. But this is very true for pretty much all insurance, those premiums, the deductible you pay, being able to influence how much you're paying. Let's stick with just auto insurance. Obviously, the type of car I drive, is that going to influence how much my insurance is?
Well, if you're driving an old beater, you're going to probably pay less than if you're driving a new BMW.
Because
right?
The car is not worth as much. Therefore, exactly. If they have to replace it,
it's not worth as much. Or financial. The parts, they look at everything. Statistically, actuarially, they look at everything and they say, okay, this is how much it is to fix this car. It's how much to fix this car. This is how many claims these cars are in. And they just put numbers on them. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to. So, yeah, if you're driving a new Lamborghini, of course.
I wish.
Yeah, well, you know what? You keep working hard. And
and we're going to have higher insurance rates. So maybe that's reason not to drive the Lamborghini. Just everything becomes more expensive.
If you're buying a Lamborghini, I don't think you're worrying about the insurance rates.
No. That's not going to be me.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so we've got all that going. What about different types of auto insurance? Okay. What's required?
Well, the state of Idaho, to legally, if you own a car and you're driving on a road, you legally have to have at least liability, right? And liability pays the other person if you're at fault. If you're negligent, you cause an accident, and you're liable. The state of Idaho requires 25-50-15, which is the state minimum requirements for liability. Everybody's different. I always encourage people to visit with their own insurance agent and look at those and set a limit that's you're comfortable with right? I always tell people liability is there and liability insurance is there to cover your assets. So, the more assets you have, the more liability you need, right?
Yeah, because if I cause an accident that, if unfortunately, hopefully if I cause an accident, all it's going to cause is some property damage. But if unfortunately, I hurt somebody and it requires medical attention or, heaven forbid, I kill somebody because of my negligence.
Then your liability. So $25,000 for 20, is bodily injury. So there's only $25,000 for the other person for bodily injury. Medical expenses, time out of work, pain and suffering, things like that. And then $50,000 per accident.
So if there's multiple people.
If there's multiple people in the car. And then $15,000 property damage.
Which if I crash into a brand new vehicle, that's probably worth more than $15,000 if I total that.
Any more, not too many cars are worth less than 15 grand.
Yeah.
So that's the thing you have to really pay attention to that. I think a lot of times people just say, give me the cheapest insurance. I just want cheap. I just want, And I tell people there's a lot of things to be cheap on. There's certain things that you want to just pay attention to detail.
Be careful.
Yeah, and I've got people that, they know the risk and they're okay with that. As long as they know the risk and they're willing to carry that on themselves. There's certain things that I just say, hey, let's talk this through. Let's make sure you understand and have a clear picture of what decisions you are making. Because it is your choice. I mean, mm-hmm. the client, the customer, they choose the coverages. They choose the limits. They choose. And so I'm here to help. I give them my professional opinion and recommendation. But they get it. They get the final say. It's their policy. It's their contract.
Their policy, their money, their, mm-hmm. yeah.
So I give them my 2 cents. And sometimes people are appreciative and take it, and sometimes they say, no, we just want to go the most inexpensive route we can.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Idaho. For any listeners that might be out of state, obviously insurance is one of those things that is state regulated, right? There's no—
Yeah, absolutely.
So every state decides what their minimums are.
Yep. Each state decides, and I just know Idaho. I mean, yeah. I'm familiar with a few other states, but Idaho is the most—
Yeah, I certainly don't know minimums. I do know that there are 2 states that don't require any insurance. I believe it's Virginia and New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, I guess in Virginia you can pay $500 to the state and not have to have any insurance.
Wow.
But obviously if you cause an accident, you're in trouble. So.
Wow, that's, yeah.
But yeah, we'll stick to Idaho and those minimums. So if I drive Okay, that's literally what the officer is asking for when he comes up to the window and says, you know,
are you legally
license, registration, proof of insurance?
Registration, and proof of insurance. They just want to verify that you have insurance. By law, you have to have it. You can get a new insurance ticket, mm-hmm. and they're not cheap. They're not cheap. So it definitely is. I mean, yeah, just to protect yourself, protect the other people that you're on the road with. You know, nobody likes getting in a wreck with nobody that doesn't have insurance.
Yeah. I hopefully don't ever have to go through that. Because that's liability. Everyone in Idaho required to have liability.
If you're on the road.
But then we've also got other insurance for your automobile, right?
Yeah, you can add. I mean, liability is what's required, but you can add medical, you know, for you and people in your car. You can do, you know, limits, you know, whatever. You can pick the limits on that. But that's, you get in a wreck, that coverage pays for people, you and your car. So there's emergency roadside service, lock keys in car, flat tire, slide off the road, anything, you know, things like that.
I can say I have used that.
Yeah, I think you have.
With my State Farm policy. Blew a tire on the freeway. My wife blew a tire on the freeway, and we called up, and the tow came out and got her and switched the tire for her and everything. Yep. So.
And then there's comprehensive and collision. So this is the other one, is comprehensive and collision is the physical damage to your car. So your fault or not, there's coverage to pay for the damage to your car. So comprehensive, I always tell people, fire, theft, vandalism, glass breakage, you hit a deer, that's comprehensive. Collision is if your Walmart parking lot or a high school parking lot and somebody backs into your car and takes off, you got collision coverage. So that's going to pay for the damage to your car if somebody decides to hit it. So those two things are for the physical damage of your car. Mm-hmm. And it could be that
your fault.
Your fault or not.
Nature,
tree falls on it, whatever.
Vandalism.
Mm-hmm. But you have to decide if you want those coverages. If you have a loan on the car, they're going to require that.
All right. So if I'm currently making an automobile payment, whether it's, you know, a loan through the bank or through the dealer, or it's a rental, you know, a long-term lease, they're probably going to require that I have that coverage.
They want to have their investment.
They want to protect their asset.
They want to protect their asset.
Until you've paid for it.
Until you paid for it. So they're going to require that you have comprehensive or collision or whatever, you know, to protect their assets. So yeah, absolutely. Once you take it down, once you pay off that loan and you have the title in hand, you can make the judgment call of, okay, now I own it. Yeah, I want to take off comprehensive or collision, or I want, you know, that's just up to you.
That's up to you at that point.
Yeah.
You roll the dice if you want.
You do. You roll the dice. I always recommend to people, can you afford to replace this car if you were to lose it in an accident? That's the question I propose. If financially they're like, you know what, I can afford to replace it, it wouldn't financially kill me, then do liability.
Yeah, then maybe pay less every month. It's like choosing to pay a lower monthly premium and have a higher deductible. Right. Well, now you're choosing to have no premium. And obviously, it's a big deductible because it's all out of pocket
at
that point.
It's all out of pocket, yep. So you just have to decide what's your comfort level.
Well, I can say, like for me, you know, I'm my family, we have two vehicles. We've got the old 2005 Honda Civic that I drive around. That thing's probably worth less than $1,000. It has liability coverage, you know, because I don't feel the need to have comprehensive or collision on that because it's worth $1,000. But then I've got the family minivan. Well, if I crash that, if I, you know, slide on the ice or hit a deer or anything else, we've got to have a family car. I've got to replace that. And therefore, it makes sense for me to carry that coverage on there, even though I'm not required to because there's no loan on it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So you just make that choice. And you're, you know, any insurance agent can help walk people through that of what to make a best decision for them.
Help you do what's best for you in your situation.
You got to do what's best for you. And yeah, you got to talk to your own individual agent on it.
Which I think, you know, not necessarily something I was planning on talking about today, but is a good segue, I think. You know, State Farm, like a good neighbor, right? That's your slogan.
Yes, sir.
State Farm is
there. Yes, sir.
You know, thinking about ways to lower costs. Well, there's so many of these online insurance policies and things like that where I can just go online and I can sign up for it. And while maybe that's going to be lower cost, maybe, okay, there's no guarantee of that. Well, what's the advantage of meeting face to face, knowing who my insurance agent is, other than being able to talk him into coming on my podcast?
Full disclosure. You should have said that at the beginning.
I should have.
So I'm a guy that insurance is not cut and dry, right? There's I mean, unless you've a lot of people don't understand it. They don't understand that. And so it's nice to be able to come down and sit down in an office and say, okay, hey, explain to me, help me understand what this is. I mean, I can get online and I can pick coverages and I might pick the state minimums, but do I know what I'm picking? You know, do I have a comprehensive idea of, okay, this is what I'm picking? And so I personally, I mean, a local agent, somebody to sit down with me, review their policies annually. I mean, you know, my office, we try to get people in to review their policies in annually just to touch basis. Life is always changing, right? Mm-hmm. Jobs change, family change, junior goes off to college or whatever. And so you just are always adjusting. And so it's nice to have somebody that you can sit down with and say, hey, you know, junior just left, we got to take him out, and what are we going to do here? Now he's at college, you know, what do we need to do there? It just gives more of a personal touch that you can help with.
Okay. Yeah. And I like that. And I can testify to that because, you know, prior to sitting down with you and going over insurance policies and making any kind of a switch, I didn't think about things like roadside assistance. Yeah. And that's one of those things that it actually greatly benefited me.
Yeah,
in having that policy, it was nice for me to know that my wife with the kids in the van was going to be okay because that roadside assistance could send somebody out there to help her.
Yeah, absolutely. And so each policy is different, though, right? So
you have to
meet with people, with your agent, and just review it and say, okay, what do I have? What do I don't have? Do we need to tweak this? Do we need to do this? And it's just making sure. I mean, it's just like you'd meet with your financial advisor. You know, or any other profession,
your tax accountant,
your doctor. I even say your doctor, right? You see your doctor annually, usually for a checkup. Same thing. Insurance is just part of that portfolio of, hey, we just need to touch bases
see.
Yeah.
Well, Aaron, we had far too much fun with this discussion. We didn't get into half the things I wanted to discuss. So I got to put you on the spot right here. We basically have to make this part one. We're out of time. Can I get you back for part two, where we're going to discuss homeowners policy and some other insurance policies that we need to be familiar with?
Yeah, absolutely. I've enjoyed it, Chris. You're a good guy. It's fun to visit with you. So absolutely.
Well, perfect. Well, this is officially now part one of, depending on how long we go on and on, might be a two, maybe a three-part series. I don't know. We'll try and limit it to two.
Let's keep it limited. I think people get bored with us.
So, Aaron, thank you so much for being on the program. Look forward to now having you on for part two. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If anyone is, you know, has an interest in any topics, please feel free to email me here at the university. Email address is chriss@isu.edu. That's chriss@isu.edu. Would be very happy to hear your questions or your suggestions for future broadcasts. Thanks so much, Aaron. I look forward to part two.
Yeah, buddy.
The Bengal Financial Literacy Show, hosted by ISU's Chris Chatwin, can be heard on the second Monday of every month at 7 p.m. here on KISU. You can also hear this or all past episodes of the program at kisu.org/programs.